And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you today, fresh off the Independence, too, literally. Lori Byron Sackow is here from Turner's Outdoors, and we're going to be talking some fishing, some fun, and some tackle here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealer. So swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great day today is going to be. Information gets no fresher than Lori, who literally walked from boat to studio.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Good morning, Lori.
Hi, Lori. Good morning. How's it going, guys?
You still have your boots on?
I don't have my boots on, but the
floor. You're still rocking.
The floor's still rocking.
Yeah, there you go.
You just came off an 8-day Turner's Outdoorsman on the Independence.
Absolutely. It was a GraphTech Avid Turner's Outdoorsman sponsored trip. 8 days.
How cool.
Had a great trip.
Yeah. What's the Independence like?
The Independence is wonderful. The food, lamb, you know, leg of lamb, prime rib. I mean, if I can't eat every meal on that trip, you'd probably gain 10 pounds easily. But great chefs, Matt Callen, the captain, Brian Piper, those guys are great.
And the boat is huge.
Huge. You know, everybody can eat at once. Beautiful staterooms, 6 bathrooms, showers.
Oh, my.
It's a ship.
It's not a boat, it's a ship.
They did such a beautiful job.
And a nice ride. It got pretty lumpy down south there by Alejos Rocks. And I'm not sure if they have the stabilizers or not, but, like, that boat just cut right through that water.
So cool.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And how was it fishing?
So we did 2 days of travel. We left here, I think, last week ago Friday, And we just headed straight down. It took 2 days of driving. There's not a whole lot. I've done this trip every year for probably the last 5 years. Not a whole lot going on in between here and all the way down to the rocks. So we took the 2 day run down there, but comfortable ride, you know. Got down there.
Together, hang out.
Hanging out, get to know the people you're with. Wonderful group of guys from Montana. A lot of hunters on the boat. So good story from them. It's neat to see people get to come down and, you know, catch big fish. So we got to Alejos Rocks, and Matt put us on a spot. We were fishing probably 300 feet deep, either dropper loop or yo-yo, and getting some nice yellowtail. And there were anywhere from about maybe 25 to 45 pounds, so good quality, nice catching. So we got our limit within a day and a half. And decided to turn around and come back up. Needed to come up here and get the bluefin. So we did our 2 days traveling up. Stopped on Wednesday. We ended up a little further south than where all the boats are going right now. I think most of them are down at the lower Hidden. Mm-hmm. But we were maybe another 20 miles south of that. Along with the Shogun, they kind of buddy boated with us the way back so we can cover and look for more fish. So we fished there Wednesday. You either got a 25-pounder or you got a 100-pounder.
Wow.
Kind of those schoolies. Fish
was it
everywhere.
All at night or was it during the day?
Nighttime jigging, kind of just like we've been hearing, all on jigs, and then gray light start sinker rig. But we literally got on Wednesday, I think we got 83 fish.
Ooh, nice.
And so that was...
Is that all nighttime or day? Or both for day and night?
For that, yeah.
The 24 hours.
Yeah, for that. Yeah. And then got up yesterday, I guess it was. Ended up Thursday fishing. Yeah, because then we just got back. That day was a little slower, but we still picked off, I think, about 50 of them or so. So
nice.
I didn't get my limits, but beautiful fish. So even last night up until right after dinner, we had about an hour to fish. And I think we picked up on the jigs another probably 6 or 8 fish in that 100-pound class.
Nice.
Cool.
So really good. But like I said, there's not much going on typically. As I told you guys before, the water down at the rocks was 63.8, which is very cold for that far south.
That is so cold.
So the hunting was hard, but those captains are great. That boat, that crew is awesome.
Yeah. Had to go a lot of miles.
But what a comfortable
ride. Burn a lot of diesel fuel.
Yeah. No kite fishing, really. The fish are too deep, so we weren't flying any kites. But they like those nice jigs, flat falls, smaller jigs. Even last night I noticed a lot of this. I didn't get my rod back out, but they were, the shorter, even the Zacana jigs, the Shimano Zacanas, little, any of the Colt Snipers. So they were, you don't need those huge, 300-gram heavy jigs. They're biting the smaller ones, too.
Nice.
But we brought a lot of big sardines, big bait, and they liked that, too. We did catch the scad mackerel for the yellowtail. Those are a lot of fun to fish.
What a great trip.
It was awesome. Yeah. I love that. You don't need fluorocarbon down there or anything. You can fish 80-pound fly line.
Hang on.
Still
any,
get fit.
Any big yellows at the rocks?
On
the boat?
Yeah, I think biggest was in the 40 to 45, several of those. I got a couple of those, too.
Yeah.
I was fortunate in December to get some over 50s at Guadalupe.
Gee.
That was awesome.
Wow.
On yo-yo. Got 3 of them like that. So you get kind of spoiled. You're like, I don't want to go back to California and fish yellowtail.
Yeah, right.
get those kind of fish.
Yeah.
Great. Just got down, dropped the fish off at Fisherman's Processing, Deshaun there.
Nice.
Use him. And
so you're going to pick it up on your way home?
Because I'm only in Escondido, so I give him a break. I'll be back Monday. Monday's off, so I'll drive down Monday. It's a good reason to come down, have some lunch at the Bally High or something.
Nice.
And end up buying a new. My husband just said, he goes, oh, so we're going to pick up fish. That's going to cost me another knife because he buys the nice fillet knife that Sean sells.
The hands of knives.
Yeah, those are nice too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
What a cool trip.
Great trip. Got another one coming up in about 10 days on Game Changer. I haven't been able to fish that boat with Ryan and Vicky and. So I'm looking forward
to
that.
I guess it's going
to
be one of the first trips back on Game Changer. Yeah,
yeah.
He's finally got everything back together, and it sounds like he's real close, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're going to treat Wendy Toshi from Iserline, the two of us. They said, we got an extra state room. Come on over, girls, because They want us to help out a little bit once they get some corporate bookings of all women.
Oh,
and they thought it would
nice.
Be nice if we could get on the boat and kind of help out.
Yeah, that's,
cool.
That's a spoiler because he's sold out for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You do a lot of field research. That's good.
I do.
Yeah, you got
to. So now what's this do for you at Turner's Outdoorsman? When you learn all this stuff, do you take this back to your San Marcos location at Turner's Outdoorsman?
I do.
And turn it into knowledge for people?
Yeah, right. I myself try to learn something every time, whether it's a new rigging or anything else, but I bring that knowledge too. And with my age and the amount of years that I've been fishing, a lot of people respect that. But I've gained a lot of, because I'm doing like 4 long range charters a year now, Turner sponsored trips. So people know that I actually fish, that I don't just work in a tackle store. So I have developed a following of a lot of these customers. I literally got 3 of the anglers on the boat today, this morning, got my name, my number. I want to get some reels. What do you have? When are you there? I'm going to come.
Cool.
I'm like, I'm in San Marcos. I can have your stuff transferred up to wherever the store is local to you. And he's like, no, I'm only 2 hours away. I'll drive down and see you. So it's kind of neat. And they wait for me, too. The cashiers that answer the phones are like, when you're gone, everybody's calling. And they don't come in until you come back. And when I get back in Tuesday, it'll be Lori Line 1, Lori Line 2. And my manager's like, she's back.
That's great.
So
and how many stores now with Turner's?
I think we have 34 stores.
Ooh,
30 of them have tackle departments.
Wow.
We even have one in Tucson now, and looking toward Phoenix, I think, coming in that area, maybe coming up.
Wow.
But we go all the way up to the Sacramento area, Modesto, or Palm Desert. We just had a re-grand opening at Palm Desert. A lot of long-range fishermen come out of that area, too. So, we're spreading our wings and continuing to grow. And
and rumor has it that Tim Baker is back at Turner's Outdoors.
That's a
fantastic.
Pleasure to have him.
Tim's awesome.
And good for Turner's.
At
the Corona store.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mike Wynn is back.
Mike Wynn's back.
The old band back together.
We just got a new big warehouse. They say it's about the size of a Costco.
Wow.
It's still...
in Corona?
Yeah, or not. That's not the name.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, around that area. But so brand new warehouse, giant size. So, you know, because we do warehouse all our stock. We don't have to wait and pull from a manufacturer. If you were buying a gun or any kind of tackle, we just have our warehouse with that already.
Yeah.
Still limited in supplies with the whole supply chain issue.
Sure.
But
you guys are big, not only in tackle, but the guns too, right?
That really we are a gun store.
Yeah, it's a big gun store with a lot of tackle too.
Yeah, exactly.
And our owners are a couple of brothers out of Australia.
Oh, okay.
No kidding.
Yeah, but they let our guys that run the company, they're pretty much not too involved. You know, we have good guys, so they're not micromanaging or anything.
That's
really
great.
Good sportsmen. They fish and hunt big time.
And how long have you been there?
10 years. I went part-time, kind of just, you know, after 30 years of self-employment, and now I'm here 10 years, and my customers are like, I think it's a career now. It's not just
you don't get to say it's just a one-time
thing
anymore.
I'm doing.
Yeah, right?
But they're awesome with me. I have a perfect schedule. I'm there Tuesdays through Fridays, 3-day weekends. I'm out of the store probably 14 weeks out of the year, either fishing or doing charters, and so they give me a lot of leeway, but I still, you know, am one of their best sellers, even with the limited hours that I work compared to everybody else.
Yeah, and you, along with your friend Wendy Tochihara, have done a lot for ladies in fishing.
We have. I think last time I was on, we talked about adding that second trip, ladies' trip. We have the 3-day trip on the Searcher, and we've been filling that boat for the last 6 years. But it's become pretty much the same ladies, and we've watched them grow. Like, someone will come from Las Vegas, and they fish trout, and that's it. And then last year, we were on 70-pound bluefin, and don't even realize. They might think that San Diego's like that all the time, but that could be a fish of a lifetime for them. So that trip was getting so full that we decided to add another one. So back-to-back, we'll be there August, I think it starts the 19th, the first trip. The boat will come in, and... half of those ladies on the first trip signed up for the second trip.
No kidding.
So we'll stay on the boat, and then a new group of ladies, so we'll have for 3 more days. So basically for me it'll be a 6-day, but we have 2 groups of ladies. So we're up to like 54 women, and that trip was booked before January 1st of this year.
Wow.
And what time of year is that?
It's August, so it's a great time.
Prime time.
So it's full again, but if you ladies out there are interested, always call Celia at the Searcher Sport Fishing. She'll get you on the list, and once in a while you get a cancellation.
Sure.
And, you know, either that or we're going to have to add another three-day trip.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, darn.
But like Celia said, she goes, you girls have really empowered these ladies, mm-hmm. because prior to that, maybe a gal will get on a long-range trip, maybe with her husband, but not on her own. But now she's like, you've empowered them. They're signing up for 10 days and 8 days just on their own, you know, because they've gotten to know the
crew,
too. It's been great. And those are my clientele, too. You know, it's whatever I get new, my new Acura or Averitt or Shimano, whatever my reel is that I bring on, and then they end up coming in the store, and I need what you have, and I could wear a pair of gloves, and they're like, where do you get those? And they all come in and get the gloves.
So
it's been great.
No,
and
great.
Met some wonderful, wonderful women. And we have people from, you know, working at Turner's, stay-at-home moms, to doctors and lawyers. So there's just all walks of life there, too. It's great.
Well, what's so great about it is that you kind of, like, demonstrate, I can do it, you can do it, too, right?
Yeah. And we actually do, Wendy and I do little seminars on the boat. When we get on the boat, most of the women have fished already, but we'll have these 10 new ones. We'll take them out before we start fishing. We'll meet over around the bait tank and actually point out how to catch them, let everybody try it before just slam the fisher here and dumping them into it. Anybody want to learn to throw a jig, meet me up at the front of the boat and we'll practice doing that. We'll do knot tying, so it's very, we do a lot of education. A lot of the women told me, they said, you know, we're so glad we learned to throw jigs. You don't want to learn that when you're on the front of the boat with 10 men and you're a little worried that if you mess up, you're going to mess them up. I'm sure the guys don't care, but we're just a little bit like, I don't want to mess them up, so I'm not going to go throw a jig. But now we've empowered them with getting good at it. So it was funny, our last trip, we were on an 8 day, and five women, we were all up at the bow of the boat throwing iron, and all the guys were at the back bait fishing, and we go, look at that, all the ladies. So we were the iron maiden.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lori's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to tackle and fishing and getting ladies out on the water and getting everybody out on the water.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, a great person to have, not only fishing all the time, but 10 years of doing the tackle thing. It's going to be a great show today, and we'd love to hear from you. If you've got questions for Lori, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show. Super popular option here. We already got several texts rolling through. The text the show option is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download, easy to find, and the only way to text your questions to Lori from Let's Talk Hookup this morning. I want to remind you, make sure you include your contact info when you send a text message in, because if you're the big winner of the prize at the end of the show today, we're going to need to get a hold of you. And boy, were you going to want that, because somebody at the end of today's show is going to be winning a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, an awesome prize, and we're certainly stoked from Totaro to get to give away such a killer prize. Again, give us a call. It's 213-432-1090, or text the show. Basically, how we're going to give the prize away at the end of the show, we're going to take one name from all of our callers and make it on the air, one from all of our texters you make it on, and then Lori is going to do us the honors and flip a coin, and that coin will designate whether the prize winner is a caller or a texter for today, and somebody's going fishing on board the Liberty. So as you can hear, a great show, lots of great info coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When you you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed a tool for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
To find dealer locations and to find everything an angler needs, visit ATFCO.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great show. Lori from Turner's Outdoorsman. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Now, speaking of Turner's Outdoorsman, you said you had some seminars coming up.
Yeah. One thing, being in the industry for before I was at Turner's, I've met a lot of people like you guys and a lot of people with knowledge and manufacturers and dealers. And so when I went to Turner's, like, do you guys do seminars? And no, but do you want it? I said, can I put some together? Because I know who to call and ask. So I've been doing that the last 10 years. The customers really enjoy it. You know, it's that they're free. You come in. It's, I like to hold mine like on a Thursday evening after work from 6 to 7 rather than taking people's Saturdays. They're either fishing, and that's my day off too. So, but I can draw in about 60 to 70 people into the store.
Wow.
So coming up here soon, Art Taylor from The Searcher, he's coming 2 weeks from now on the 23rd.
This will be in the San Marcos.
At the San Marcos location only. They're free. It'll be Thursday evening, the 23rd, from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Great knowledge. Art will be talking about offshore fishing, bluefin fishing.
Art does a great seminar.
He is. He does a great job. And then Turner's offers special discounts for that night only.
Oh, nice.
We discount most of all the tackle.
So when is this going to be?
June 23rd.
June 23rd.
From 6 to 7 at the San Marcos location.
Okay.
And then
a Thursday night.
A Thursday night. And then for July, I was blessed. This last weekend, Bill Varney shot me a text, and he says, hey, I'm going to be in town.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be
on
your show.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, how about I come by your store on Wednesday and I can do a seminar for you?
Nice.
Fantastic.
Cool.
So he'll be there July 13th.
Okay.
Same thing. We'll be doing a Wednesday night at the San Marcos location from 6 to 7 o'clock again.
And then I think he's on the following Saturday here, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's doing a seminar, on the water seminar.
On the water seminar.
I used to do that with him, too, but we'll just do an evening one in the store.
So, and what time do they start?
6 o'clock. Good time to get off work for people. We close at 7, but we don't kick you out. We just lock the doors and everybody can stay and shop.
Nice.
So
it's like a private group there.
Those kind of. Kinda, I mean,
yeah.
What we do an email still, blast to 30,000
I mean,
emails. Or,
yeah, but I mean, you can cut. It's open to the public.
Open to the public.
But once those doors lock, you're the only ones that can be in the and shop in the store.
Yeah, to
that's
shop after.
Nice.
Yeah, because we'll do the talk, and then it's getting close to closing time, but we tell people, don't worry, you don't have to rush out, stay and shop. So, yeah, I've been lucky to have some really good speakers and try to put on at least 4 or 5 a year. COVID, we did actually a one from through Facebook. During COVID, Art came and gave us a seminar, and we videoed it at the same time, and it was on Facebook because we were limited to only 20 people in the store that time. But so look for those. Customers really like it. They say it really makes our store fun, and it does help.
Yeah, part of the family.
Build, yeah, part
and
of the family.
Website has all those all that information.
Yeah,
Turners.com.
Right, and if you go to Turners.com and you want to get on our email list, we don't sell emails out, but that's how you'll get that information because we'll do an email blast before every event. If you shop at my store, we always have flyers out on it, too.
Yeah, so. And all the sales and everything, too,
Yeah,
and you can link that actually on the Let's Talk Hookup website, too, to the Turners, right direct to Turners.
And actually, Turners has a Father's Day sale going on starting today,
all right.
So
okay.
This weekend, go in there. I believe it starts, today and maybe goes through next Thursday, I think. But come in. We got some great sales going on that. Got some deals going. So.
Cool. So speaking of sales, Jim from Thousand Palms wants to know, he says, I looked into Turner's California Calico Special Fishing Rod recently for I wanted to purchase one, but unfortunately Turner's is completely out of stock. When do you think they'll be bringing in more of those inshore rods?
Well, the Calico Special was there when I came 10 years ago. Great inshore rod. I got a couple of them, but we phased out that series, and now we have a series that's replaced that. It's not called the Calico Special, but it's a more of a graphite rod, and it's our inshore series, Californian. So you won't be able to get the Calico Special of that same rod. That was more of a glass rod.
Uh-huh. But this is like a graphite composite.
It's a graphite composite.
Nice.
A great rod, too.
Yeah. And the Turner's branded rods are made by top manufacturers.
Right.
And they're great values,
Have Phoenix makes our Trihelix offshore. Okuma makes some of our trout rods. Okuma makes some of our offshore glass rods, so those two manufacturers, and we've had other manufacturers in the past, but our house brand is the Californian. We warranty them, break them in any fashion, slam a car door on them, step on it, break it on a fish, whatever, coming in, and your warranty replacement would be a half price for a new one.
Nice. Wow. That's cool.
So, and we honor that for forever. 10,
forever.
20, for, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have a receipt because we know the California only,
only get it at one spot.
Yeah.
So they're great rods. We're kind of short on those right now. They haven't come in the sea container, but I hear they're coming in soon. And we've got some new products. I just fished with Kyle Tibbetts, one of our buyers, and it's kind of nice because you're sitting and he's like, oh, this came in and that, and we're getting new line counters. And so I get all the lowdown on what's coming in. But he's got some new line counters that you attach to your reel, and it'll count your reel.
So like if you're fishing sinker rigs
and
you know exactly where you are.
It's awesome. We also, Eiserline has just introduced their, did you guys get some of those, the metered line?
Flying off the shelf.
So that metered line, it's a solid color for a whole 100 feet instead of trying to count, spots. You can just go, actually I was using it on those yellowtail, and as I looked, I happened to have yellow on the top and then blue on the next one. So just in my head, I just knew if I was on blue, I'm at 200 feet. It's a cool thing. So we, innovative. Everybody's needing to. I was doing a lot of marking online for people before, but now we've got the Eiser line that we can put out there. So.
That's cool. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through, get a chance to go on the livery, talk to Lori. Here's your chance. 213-432-1090 open right now.
You got it. Let's jump into those phones and talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, Ed? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. I want to kind of shift gears a little bit. I have a rifle that I got when I was 10, and I need to have some work done on it. How can I bring it into Turner's, and how do I do that? Do I just bring it in a case?
You always have to bring a gun into the store in a case, stop at the cashier's desk, and they have to check it in. You can't just walk in and go to the gun counter. But Turner's doesn't do repairs on guns. We refer wherever your store is. We usually have a store that we can refer that can do that. We do mount scopes. We'll do things like that, but we don't do repairs. But you could probably bring it in, and the guys could maybe look at it and tell you, but what we we don't work on them ourselves. Same thing with reels. We don't repair reels. There's more of a liability issue hanging on to everybody's guns and everybody's tackle.
Sure.
So,
but if you wanted to put in a case and bring it into the store, the guys will take a look
and
make a reference to you.
If it's something simple, they might, but they're not going to actually work on your gun.
Yeah.
So,
but if your site needs a little adjusting or something like that.
Yeah, and we do private party transfers. So you want to sell a gun and you need to transfer it over someone's name, you just both of you come in and we'll do that too.
There's
a slight fee for that. But we don't do FFL. A lot of people like to buy online, and then you have to have your gun shipped to an FFL store. But we're no longer taking in those guns anymore.
Okay.
So
that
was big for a while, but it doesn't do a lot for us because you're buying the gun from somewhere else, just using us to make that transfer.
Right. But you do sell all the equipment, the ammo, everything.
Yeah, and that's
related.
Actually getting better. There was such a shortage that, you know, we had people lined up at the door.
Yeah, I remember that.
We have a truck come every twice a week, and people are lined up at that. But it's catching up. Some of the calibers you can't get right now, but we're not limiting numbers. Before you could only get two boxes or, you know, one box, but now we're not limiting it. I'm seeing it's picked up, and there's no line waiting. Gun manufacturers are catching up, and so it's gotten better for that. There again, Turner's has a warehouse with that stuff, so we're not having to wait on the manufacturers.
Lots. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, great text came through. This one was from Jose in Fallbrook. Says, when using Zacanas or Colt snipers for bluefin, what type of setup, leader, and hooks do you like to use?
So I just use the Zacana and the Colt sniper.
What is the Zacana?
So it's Shimano's new, it looks similar to a Colt sniper.
Daiwa's version of a Colt sniper.
Oh, Daiwa's.
Okay, Daiwa's version of a Colt sniper.
Yeah, I got run. A bigger eye on it, I did notice that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I got two bluefin on it. They put a nice treble hook on it. Typically, I don't like to do treble hook for bluefin, but it held up very well. And then the Colt snipers, I do, a lot of times I'll put like a long shanked, longer, you can either put in an assist hook on it if you want. I'll use the Owner Aki Twist, maybe in a 4-aught. That fits the Colt snipers pretty well, too. So either way, but, you know, the bigger fish, I don't think you're going to get a 100-pound fish on a treble hook. You will want to switch that out.
So what gram, what size? The 100, 120, 80? What was the best?
More the 120s.
One or 120s.
Now, when I fish them for yellowtail, I like the 60-gram. I like the smaller. It replicates well, like a small little anchovy, something like that.
But are you getting bit on the sink mostly? Is that what you found?
Both.
Yeah.
The Zacana, I got bit on the sink and the retrieve.
Both.
I noticed that, you know, everybody, the knife jigs have gotten so popular, everybody's fishing those. I've had a couple customers telling me that they just threw out the flat fall that was so popular before, and they actually got bit because now that's something a little foreign.
Something different.
Something different than all the knife jigs.
It's got a different motion.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see how all these knife jigs are rigged. You see it when you're on these trips, how everybody's got their ideas and feathers and colors.
So who won with the most hooks on this trip? How many hooks did you have? It's like, how many hooks do you have on that thing, right?
Can you put them?
What's the most you've ever seen, Ricky, on that somebody had
four,
set up?
Four.
No, I've seen three at the top, three at the bottom, and then it was
crazy.
So I've seen three at the top and then two at the bottom with a treble hook in between the two.
Oh my god.
So so it's three hanging up top, two hanging down below with a treble hook in between the two. Yeah.
It's like, wow. That's a lot of hooks.
It's a 949 rig.
Yeah.
It's a 949 rig.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
it's been interesting. Like a couple of our boats, mostly on like crew rod, so overwhelmingly assist style hooks still most popular, and at least in terms of our fleet, you know, most of the captains still like those assist hooks. The Excel was setting their hook and hand rods up with a real big treble hook on the bottom of their knife jig. Still assist hooks up top, treble hook on the bottom, mainly because they said when that treble hook, I mean, you know how it is, like when that treble hook winds up, you know, kind of in the gill rakers or the fish. For a hook and hand rod, the fish are just, they're a lot easier to come to the boat. They really don't like that hook down there, especially like in the, you know, in the gill raker. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Basically, the fish just come in a lot easier.
That's the same thing when you like a flyer rig or something like that, or a yummy flyer. They don't like those big.
That big treble hook down deep, those things just kind of come in.
Yeah.
He said it's probably not the overall best for getting a hook into them and maybe the potential of pulling his ire, but for a hook and hand rod that the crew is going to hand to a passenger that they know the passenger is not going to have the most difficult time for. They were a big fan of that. So much lower, higher percentage all assist hooks, but I know the Excel and all their crew rods, they've been coming in doing that lately.
Big something to think about.
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
All right. Let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for that catch report from the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Hey, lowest prices possible for your car, truck, and most importantly, for your trailer boat. That's at Summit Gasoline. They have San Diego at the San Diego Sports Arena. Get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Get discount bait certificates. Get beers and sodas, snacks, and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. That's Summit Gasoline. Go say hi to the manager, Martha, and the friendly staff. So much more than just low prices. It's a super easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and trailer. That's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete. Just
Cass,
here
man.
In Seattle. Just coming in here from Alaska for 10 days and his support's up there, Ketchikan and Skagway and Juneau. But good cruise overall. And in case the folks don't know it, we do sell cruises also. So anybody who wants to take a nice cruise, they can always give us a call on that. But as far as fishing goes, Pete, I talked with Danny Talamantes there from Loretto, our charter master there, and he said that the yellowtail bite's still going pretty strong down there. The Dorado seem to be kind of slowly coming in. They're finding them, about 10, 12 miles out. Usually find the sargasso grass, and you can find the Dorado. There is also the striped marlin and the sailfish are starting to move into the area. I think this coming month of July should be really, really good as those Dorado come in solid into Loretto this July and August. So should be some really good fishing. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo down there. Same thing down there. The tuna seem to be coming back into those banks there just around the corner from San Jose del Cabo and Punta Gordo on the island of San Luis. Those banks up there are starting to get some nice tuna in there. I've got some reports of 50, 60 pounders. That's live sardinas are in, so they've got some live sardinas for bait. Of course, that cut squid always works good for the tuna there. There's been wahoo in the count also. There's been Dorado. And a little further outside, they've been getting the striped marlin. I'm sure the East Cape has probably got those striped marlin up there in pretty good numbers now, by now. But anyway, that's the report for this week. I'm heading back down to SoCal next weekend and down to Bay of L.A. the 23rd. Going down and fish that yellowtail in Cabrillo. Looking forward to that trip. We had such a fabulous trip last June that I can't wait to get back there. It was really, really some good fishing down there.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that's
L.A. Bay?
Yeah, cool.
I mean, from
LA Bay.
Alaska to L.A. Bay. Look at you, Cass, man. Yeah. You are just a man all about town.
Yeah, yeah. And as a side note, Jimmy, Pete, we our good friend Jimmy Welch passed away this week from his the lung disease that he had contracted, but I'm sure he's in a better place now, and he's up in the big pond in the sky fishing up there.
Yeah, Jimmy was a figurehead on many, many, many cast tours trips that both Rick and I went on, Panama and
Baja,
yeah. All over the place. He used to live in Los Barriles, and then he decided Los Barriles was too crowded, so he moved to Panama and was enjoying life down in Panama, and unfortunately succumbed to his issues there, and Jimmy will be missed for sure on many cast tours trips.
One of a kind.
Yeah, hey, Pete, it was kind of funny because, when he did leave Los Barriles after living there for about 18 years and after the Panama trips, decided that he loved Panama, he happened to call me one day and says, Cass, I'm getting out of Los Barriles. I says, why, Jimmy? I thought you liked it there. He says, too many vegans and too many Pilates. I'm out of here.
Yes, Jimmy. And you worked with Jimmy at the LAPD for many, many years, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We both worked the narcotics division there. And, we had some good times. And, of course, we got tons of war stories always, So, yeah. But, yeah, he was a good guy. Good guy. Cool. Had a lot of fun and many, 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 many fishing trips with him.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I was just down at our Rancho Leonero tournament, and I cruised into Los Barriles this week and went and said hi to Eddie and Shannon at Palmas and went and had a beer at Smokies and stuff like that and cruised up and down.
blew my mind how crowded it is there now.
Oh, really?
I mean, Jimmy would not like it at all right now. It's like super crowded.
Lots of vegans and lots of Pilates?
Yeah, lots of everything. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. In fact, my buddy Chris Barrick was just saying, hey, I'll meet you after my yoga trip, my yoga class.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
He lives down there now, so you see, it's even hit him. Yeah, so, hey, Cass, if somebody wants to get into Baja, mainland Mexico, go on an Alaska cruise or wherever Cass Tours will send you, how do we find you?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Awesome. Great job, Cass. As always, appreciate you, buddy.
All right, boys.
Safe travel home. All right, we'll see you. Well, let's go ahead. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. How about John calling us from Escondido this morning? Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to listen to your show. And I always swing in there to Turner's and talk with Vicky and stuff. And she hooked me up with a rod and reel for my Wahoo trip when I went on my 22-day trip. And she's always full of knowledge. Hey, my question for her is that new non-lethal, the Byrna handgun.
I don't get over to the gun side too much, so I don't know. I do shoot guns, but I don't know all about them like I do, like tackle. So I'm not sure.
Maybe next time you'll have to drag along one of your gun people come in. Yeah,
oh, that would be great. Yeah. That would be great information. We're all sportsmen out there. Doesn't
Absolutely.
Mean we only fish. So
yeah.
Good idea.
So go over to Turner's and talk to them about it.
Yeah
no worries. Go ahead, John.
On the knife jigs, right? When they say you can only fish with two hooks, right? How do you get away with the amount of hooks that you put on a knife jig?
So the two-hook thing gets thrown around a lot. The two-hook rule is only when fishing for ground fish. So if you're fishing for rockfish, if you're not targeting rockfish, there is no limit of hooks. You can fish more than two hooks on a sabiki rig. You can fish more than two hooks on an Alabama rig. Like it's only when you're fishing for rockfish. And if
That's
you were
a good question.
And if you were fishing for rockfish, then you would need to make sure that there wasn't more than two on there. All good. There's probably not much need for more than two hooks, but you're all good. Fishing for tuna, you don't need to worry about it.
Sounds good. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I got a great text here from Bo in Canyon Lakes, and he says, Lori, does Turner's offer rigging service, knife jigs, flat falls, yummies, marlin jigs, et cetera?
Question.
Is that available at all locations?
We shoot all locations. The majority of our locations do that. Our fees aren't too bad. What we usually do, we'll do your leaders, swivels. If you want additional hooks, you're going to buy the hook, so you're going to pay for the package or whatever hooks that you put on there, and then we'll put them on with our split ring pliers, however you want them. We'll add leaders as long as you want, 200-pound test, crimp them. Yeah, we all do that. I'm not sure if every store has the same prices, but we charge, I think, $12 just to put your leader on. It's not terribly expensive. But, yeah, we do a good job of it. It's kind of nice. It's fun to be able to get that done. And a lot of people take it home, and then they got to buy the pliers, and then they got to buy a whole spool of 200-pound.
So what's a favorite Lori rigging method? I've got my knife jig, and I want to come up to San Marcos and have you dial it in. What are your favorite accoutrements to put on
there? I usually use about a 200-pound mono. Maybe about 18 inches long with a nice heavy swivel on the end of it. I really like the Taddy. Their new assist hook has the 49-strand wire inside with a Kevlar coating on it. So I like those. We have several sizes from 4/0 up to 9/0, I think. I'll usually put one at the top and at the bottom. I don't get into the fancy feathers myself. I don't know if the fish see those or not. I know that some of them do glow. So, but, you know, the glow isn't always the most important thing about your jig. There's not always squid around, so fish aren't thinking that it's a squid. I think it's more about that water trail for the knife jig. And then the important thing with the knife jig is that it gets down there quick.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The flat falls are great, but even though they're heavy, they still take longer to get down. That knife jig will get down there as soon as you drop it, and they leave like a good water trail that basically gets the fish's attention. Because I've fished them with no glow, and they still get bit.
They get bit.
So it doesn't have to be all glow.
Good info. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Lori from Turner's Outdoorsman, talking fishing, talking travel. This is a great time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just mentioning to Ricky that last Sunday when I headed for Rancho Leonero, I can tell you the San Diego Airport was an absolute zoo. And I know a lot of our listeners are going with us to Sitka to Kingfisher Charters tomorrow. And just a word of warning, airports are crazy right now, whether you're flying out of LAX, Orange County, wherever, Burbank. If you're headed to Sitka tomorrow with us to Kingfisher, get there just a tad bit early. The lines were crazy long. I mean, number of people there, it was just, it's like people are traveling again.
That's not good news for me because I pride myself on getting there too late. I know that. Yeah. So like I gotta steer the course,
man. I know. Believe me.
I know.
Your dad will remember some stories about me, right?
I learned it from you. It's a story we've joked about forever. Like I like getting there at the last second, which is not what you should do ever.
No.
And my dad was always like, we need to be there hours early. Yep. And I finally got him on the program. And Pete and then I
messed it up.
Pete and Dad missed a flight, and that was it.
We were going to Rancho Leonero. A great story a few years ago. We're going to Rancho Leonero. Don't worry about it. We've got plenty of time. We get there, and we were literally 60 seconds too late to check in. They gave away our seats. We had to go the next day.
And to your fairness, you were 60 seconds away. You were 60 seconds late for being an hour ahead of time.
Yeah.
Once you're beyond an hour.
Yeah. It's like, we gave away. We're overbooked, so we give away your seats.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
at 60 minutes still, if you haven't checked in, then they give away your flights.
So after that, I absolutely ruined it for poor Ricky and his dad. that. Yeah. So it was like then back to like 3 hours ahead, right? Yeah. So hey, big event coming up next Saturday. If that's the CCA California San Diego Apps and Taps.
That's
going to be a really fun thing. I'll be there. You're going to be there, Ricky. And,
yeah.
Oh no, you're going to
still be in Sitka.
You'll be in Sitka. Yeah, yeah, you're staying in Sitka. So it's of course honoring Bob and Ann Fletcher with the prestigious 2022 Anthony Shea Conservation Award. It's really going to be a fun event. It's going to be a great, great time. It's going to be at the Portuguese Hall, which is a very roomy, really fun event. And there's still, it's going to be a brew fest and a lot of apps and a ton of great giveaways.
Yeah,
too.
Big time.
Yeah, a lot of people having fun. And so you should join us. It's going to be really, really fun. It's next Saturday, June 18th at the Portuguese Hall. If you want tickets, go to ccacalifornia.org and you can buy tickets right online there. And we'll see you next Saturday at that event. It's I know that's the San Diego chapter of the CCA. Are you going to be there, Lori?
I should. I normally go. I think I went the last time to that same event and helped out. And I got off the boat, so I wasn't aware. But yeah, I've got the weekend off. I'll go down there and help out too.
And the best thing too is to honor Bob Fletcher too. Bob will be there, of course, and honoring him and all the great things that he's done for us.
Yeah, and you're right. They get a ton of things to bid on and raffle prizes and good stuff. And not always just, like, I have so much tackle now. I'm working at a tackle store, you know. So I go for, like, the vacuum cleaners and all the other kind of cool stuff.
All the other stuff.
I bid on that.
The Nordstrom gift certificate.
Yeah. So they have that, not just fishing tackle, but they have a lot of good stuff to give away.
I know Bob has been in the shop of several days. Last week was a very big tournament. It was the San Diego Yacht Club versus Southwestern Yacht Club versus the Coronado Yacht Club. It was the three clubs, and Bob took that very serious. He and Rob were both in the store getting all dialed in.
That was a bottom fishing tournament?
It's like a bay, multi-species bay tournament. It's strictly a fun, yacht club versus yacht club kind of thing, and Bob was victorious for the San Diego Yacht Club.
Nice.
And he was very happy about it.
Oh, that's cool.
We got the pre-run down, I got the phone call from the water, and then the wrap-up afterwards. We got the full lowdown.
It was cool. And I guess the bay has been biting.
On fire.
Halibut and corvina and
really good bass fishing.
Like a lot of stuff.
Totally, yeah. Just that tournament, they had, I think Dart had like an 8-pound halibut, and that was, that was like third or fourth down the line of legals that was caught that day. It's really good right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packed up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Good morning, Harry.
Well, good morning, all. I have something for each one of you. Pete, I want to thank you for the Rancho tournament. That was really fun. I really enjoyed seeing you and all the other people again this year.
Harry, it was so much fun having you and a lot of great people there, Harry. It was a fun tournament, and John Ireland, such a great host and such a beautiful place, and it was fun to gather all these nice people together.
Well, half your audience was there. Let's talk hook up audience.
Hope we have a couple more than that.
Lori, I always look forward to fishing with you and Wendy on the Turner trip on the Searcher. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go this year, but I want to thank you for what happened last year. And this is something Pete and Rick you'll support. Is the kind of help that you get from Lori is just phenomenal. We got back, and I was looking for a Tranks 400, and because of the supply issues, there wasn't a Tranks to be had. And Lori knew what I wanted, and a day after we got back, I got a call from Lori. She said, I found two. And so I ended up going up to San Marcos and getting the reel that I needed because of Lori's insistence in searching. So I want to thank you, Lori, for doing that.
You're welcome, and that's an advantage that we have, having 30 stores with tackle stores. So
that's some serious inventory.
If I don't have something, I can look in our computer and see what the inventory is for other stores and give them a call. Can you put that on your truck? It'll be on my truck the next time. So we're great about doing that, because maybe the Tulare store or the Sacramento store is sitting on a Trink 400. They're not using it. So, that's an advantage that we have. I actually have a to-do list. I just got off the Independence, and I have two anglers that I've got missions to find in jig bag.
Search gear.
Another guy, Roger, is going to come down from Laguna Niguel. I said, you could chop at the lake. No, I'm going to come down and see you. And he's ready to get a couple of accurates and a couple of Graftec rods. So
nice.
Yeah, I end up with a couple customers every time that I get back and connect with them, and
sweet.
They come in and buy stuff.
That's so awesome.
And then you're enjoying that Tranks, Harry?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It works so well. It works better than I do.
Yeah.
But, Rick, I have a
Harry,
question
it was a
for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I got a quick question for Rick. Is there something happening down at Fisherman's Landing vis-a-vis the free parking?
Yeah, so the parking has changed. The main lot at the three big landings is the same price that it has always been, but now it is a pay in front of your trip instead of at the end.
So all the gates are open now.
Yep, yeah, and it's done by your license plate. So you have two options. There's a pay station in front of all three of the landings that you can, you know, notate your parking space number. And, you know, the easiest thing to do when you get out of your car would be to take a, you know, just take a quick picture of the space number that you're at and your license plate. So when you go to the little pay machine, same thing it's always been, first half hour is free. It's $2 an hour up until you hit $12, and it's just $12 for 24 hours. So same price as always, but you just pay at the beginning instead of at the end. And then
about if it's the first half hour free? You just don't have to pay at all?
Correct, huh?
Okay.
Yep, first hour.
So if you need to run into the tackle shop and just grab something,
yep.
For the first half hour, just park your car and go in.
That's it. Yeah. So honestly, same as it's always been, but you pay at the front instead of paying at the back.
Yeah.
And then there are several other lots around the landing that we've all used for parking. You know, they call them lot number one and lot number two, which are like the kind of strip lots that kind of are in front of the landing and in front of Pisanova. So when you go into those lots, now they're the exact same cost as parking in the lot, which is, you know, they used to be free. Now they're not.
Except for the one in front of Pizza Nova. Yeah, is $18 an hour.
Well, yeah,
$12.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. So when you go in, the one when you pull into that driveway, the lot to the right that's kind of adjacent to the landing, same cost as the landing. The one to the left is not controlled by Sport Fishing, and that is a higher cost.
Yeah,
at $18, and some spots even a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
And then the Westies lot, which is the overflow lot in between the Best Western and the Holiday Inn, same exact scenario, cool. Same pay station, same price, same everything.
But do a pay attention. Because it's a little bit confusing of which meter that you're going to enter your pay in, because you want to make sure that you're paying at the right pay station. And each one has a map of where you are situated. So it's a little confusing, figure it out.
The only bit of confusion, unfortunately, is in one of the most popular ones.
Right.
And that's that lot that's kind of in front of Pizza Nova.
Right.
When you pull in, if you go to the right, which is closer to the landing, there's a different pay station than if you go to the left. The one to the left's a little more expensive. The one that writes a little lesser expensive.
So I have a question. How do they track this? I mean, do they have a guy running around looking at license plates?
It's unique. Yeah, I have this. And trust me,
yeah.
This is not coming from the guy sitting on the parking, you know, meeting.
Right.
So I don't know. So don't hold this for gospel. But the technology is interesting. So basically, you know, it's run by Ace, and Ace has vehicles that just travel to all of their parking lots all the time, and it has a camera that just drives through the parking lot. That camera scans all the license plates, and then they have technology that as soon as it scans that license plate, it knows, hey, in this lot number one at Fisherman's Landing, license plate number 1234567 is paid until, you know, June the 12th. This one's all good. And then it scans the next car and the next car, and hey, this fourth one has not paid, and it's here, and it's then I think it does its loop, and after, you know, after.
And so what do they do? Do they tow the car, or are they cited, or?
That you'd have to check those guys. I from what I understand, especially with the beginning, the first violation will be a paid ticket, but a pretty, you know, $20 or $40 or something along those lines. I think that's kind of the idea to get things going, and then, you know, multiple fence, yeah, the vehicle just gets towed like it would out of any other lot.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's run by Ace. No parking increase is ever anything anybody wants.
It's run by Ace, and the Ace run lots, but the one in front of Pizza Nova and Jimmy's is run by the guy that owns Jimmy's.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, I just mean in terms of the enforcement
right.
part of it. nobody wanted any extra fees. Of course, I didn't. You know, I park there every day. You know, we're all the same, all the guys in the shop. The reality is, if this didn't happen, it was going to turn into airport parking and be $36 a day.
And it did. I mean, the amazing thing is, once they started in putting in the metered parking, there was a lot more spaces available for fishermen.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, people weren't parking for free and running to the airport.
Nobody is trying to pretend like this is a great thing.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's worked out for fishermen.
It really has. You know, I mean, a lot of spots that we all, you know, assumed were parking were people slide in for airport or slide in for concerts, grabbing an Uber somewhere, and now there's a lot more available parking than there was before.
No question about it.
Yep. It is what it is.
I remember getting on an 8-day trip and couldn't find a parking spot because it was Comic-Con, and they were all parking over here and then
Ubering
taking
over
an Uber over to there. And it's like, how does that? And so the fishermen couldn't even park.
Yeah, because it's $40 a day to park in downtown.
So now it's $12, but you're going to have a spot when you show up, and we'll take it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way, including checking in with the catch report to find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. That's Let's Talk Cook Up on the Let's Talk Cook Up app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.